Like his music, Danny Elfman's home in Los Angeles reflects his Baroque sensibilities. There's a complete monkey skeleton in the living room, on the coffee table. Actual shrunken human heads sit atop the baby grand. Walk down the stairs to his basement studio, and you're greeted by an assortment of antique prosthetic legs, arms, and hands. The studio itself is draped in red velvet and looks a little like the lair of the Phantom of the Opera, with Elfman playing the role of the mad genius facing an altar of keyboards, monitors, and mixing consoles. He's currently working on the score of a new live-action version of the classic Charlotte's Web.
So, I'm playing her theme for the first time, but I'm using pianos, I'm using celestes, I'm using bells, because we're seeing her legs moving, 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 moving. She's weaving, 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 and there's a loose strand of web. Now I'm telling the audience that that means something. She has an idea. Now I'm getting more emphatic, and I'm playing her theme for the first time full out that we're going to hear. Now she's beginning to fly around, and she's got a plan. We don't know what it is yet. She's cutting and snipping. I'm giving emphasis to big cuts and big snips to help give it a little more power to the movements that she's doing. And then finally we pan back and we see a moon against a web, and we don't yet know what she's done. This is all synthesizers you're hearing. And in a week this will all be played again on with a real orchestra and will sound much better. Mm-hmm. But yet this is close enough for the director to sit here with me, listen to the piece, and we could talk through the whole thing, work out all the beats.